Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey, everybody. It's good to see you all again. All right, this was gonna be good. Today I'm here with a fellow rap hatter who's been away for a little bit, and I'm excited to get him on here. Ether, say hey to the world.
Yo, what up? I'm Ether, your hentai loving man.
Cool, and a cigarette loving one.
If we ain't bunning ciggies, we ain't living life right.
I can see you. But carrying on because I don't want this to be too awkward for everybody. So let's start off with a little history from you. So I want to kind of start by getting to know you as an artist. So how did the journey with music start for you?
Well, I mean, I've loved music since I was younger, and I was originally in a band, like when I was probably about, I think it was starting from 12. Like I was in this band until the age of about 16. We weren't much, like we weren't really known or anything. We managed to play a couple festivals and a couple gigs, which was kind of sick, like big local events near us. But yeah, then I met, I don't know if you know about him, K Clips, aka Meth Suit Demon, when we were going to school, and he got me into rapping and all that lot. So like doing it solo, and he's the one that introduced me to Rap Pad. And yeah, from then on I just loved doing rap by myself. Went to a music college, learned how to do all that stuff, but I did drop out of normal college for it, and I would say don't do that.
I see. Okay. So a lot of, so the reason why you got into rap at the first place was because of Meet the Suit Demon, right?
Yeah, Meth Suit Demon, man. Like, he's been grinding that stuff for long. I mean, I think he's got like a 98% longer than anyone else. So that's just mad in my eyes. But yeah, no, he introduced me to that.
Okay, gotcha. I've been talking with him lately, and he might be here in the future. He might actually be here.
Yeah, he was telling me about that. I should get him on. I mean, we were living together a couple of weeks ago, so
Oh,
definitely.
sweet. I didn't even know y'all were living together. That's a little surprising.
Yeah, no, we so basically he invited me to come live with him and his and who are now the boys, and I moved up last October, and I literally just moved out about a week ago, so came back to my own crib.
Aw, why'd you move out? Why'd you leave Meet the Suit Demon? Why'd you do that?
The main reason was because like I lost my job, so I was just going off of like rent and all that lot, what I had left in my bank account. And because of like COVID over here in England, like it was just harder to get jobs. I was applying, but I wasn't hearing back, so I just moved back to our hometown, you know, where we grew up.
Okay, cool. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, man.
And Okay, this is a good one because it will actually add to my list I have. You can't see it, but I have like a long list of artists from all episodes. So, ow, it hurts. What's your big inspiration to the music game?
Oh God, my like OG inspiration when I was first starting off. K-Clip showed me, I think it was Schoolboy Q, and from Schoolboy Q he showed me Kendrick, and I was just loving all of that lot because like I didn't really listen to rap growing up. Like my parents really didn't introduce it to me besides from Eminem, because obviously parents loved Eminem. And no, like I just started getting him from there, and then he introduced me into Earl Sweatshirt and XXXTentacion, and yeah, no, yeah, I just found so many inspirations, and I just kept on changing my styles and never releasing anything. But whenever I did release something, if you look on my rap pad, it's kind of like a couple different styles. You got like the emo depressive stuff back in the day, and then nowadays I kind of blend for more of a ski mask Slump God kind of style. So yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Okay. I think and Ski Max is like the second most said artist. Ski Max.
Yeah, no, he's incredible. I kid you not, like his rhyme schemes are just, and he can do fast rap as well. Like some rappers nowadays cannot rap fast at all, but he just blends it in so well with his flow. It's just unbelievable.
Okay. I will definitely check him out more. If he's that good, I gotta check him out. Ow.
Yeah, definitely should.
Wait, okay. Let's go on my list. Actually, that's probably the second thing on my list done. The first is probably Eminem. That's
Yeah.
probably second.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's not make this weird. Moving on. Actually, what would happen to you if you were not a musician? What would happen? Or in your case, a rapper?
Oh, if I wasn't a musician, I mean, like, I would probably be a laborer on a building site, you know? Like this was the problem. Like, if I followed through with like music college, but like never became a rapper, I'd definitely be working on a building site. But if I had never like even touched music at all, I would have probably gone into business management. Like that was what I was doing originally at college, but like I decided to shoot my shot, and yeah, I'm kind of glad I did.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Okay. Interesting choices. I think one of those things was the first thing that anyone's ever said. So, yeah. That's nice. Okay. You don't have anyone that inspires you from Rapad?
Anyone that's inspired me from Rapad, well, obviously Methsuit Demon. I love his raps. Like, honestly, like being able to like we probably met, oh God, it was 2012 we met, and he's just an inspiration, mate. Like, honestly, seeing him go like he's just recording pattern, like recording with him, or like even writing with him. Like we've had great times. Like one time we even like we were on magic mushrooms in my room before we started living together, and we ended up writing this whole song, but to this day it's still not been released. But like that, like we just had great moments. And other inspirations from Ratpad, now I fuck with Roan, Akilo, and MSav, those guys are lit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, all of them I know. All of them I have
Yeah.
friended, and all of them I know. All of them I fuck with too, so yeah.
Good.
Wait, okay. Actually, this next one is for Rap Head Wise or for out there. But do you have any dream collabs? And this could be from Rap Head or from
Oh.
out there.
Right. If we're talking off starting out wise, like Ratpad, I'd love to do a song with a killer. And Roan, they're honestly sick. Like even Roan's mixing is incredible. Like he even luckily Me and Kegler did a song together, and he mixed that for us, and that was hard. But if we're talking about like out in like the real world, probably dream feature would be Ski Mask. Like that, honestly, take it or leave it. That's probably the one feature I'd want at the end of the day.
Okay. I see you, man. I see you. I see you. Okay.
Yeah,
And
man.
you and Rome would be nice. You and Rome would be nice, though.
Yeah, I think we'd make a hard song to be fair.
Have you ever asked him to collab? Have
Pardon?
ever asked him?
No, I haven't really got the chance. Like, I mean, me and Kglitz released the new song the other week, and he followed me on Rap Bad, so I was able to message him like for the first time and all that lot. But I'd definitely be interested, and I might send him a message to do one.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you should definitely do that at some point.
I'll hit him up. I'll hit him up.
Yeah, cool. And then the server got also a lot of artists to hit up. Ow. So you're in a perfect place then.
Yeah, my, yeah, no.
Sweet. Okay. Cool. I don't want to make this too weird, so I'm gonna move on. It's a new strategy I'm using. Something new. And I think I know what answer you're gonna say for this one, but I'm gonna go with it. Have you ever gone through a writer's block?
Oh my God, I've been through many of a writer's block, like so many. Like, I probably get writer's block every other month. Like, I just go complete. Like, it's like I've even forgot how to like rhyme words together. Like, I can't even rhyme two words together, let alone write a whole rap. So it gets real bad sometimes, real bad.
Okay. Is that why you haven't been releasing or been on rap that much because of the writer's block or just because of life?
I mean, it's a mix of both, really, to be fair. Like, I love rapping, but like I don't like, this is the thing, it's kind of a hobby for me. Like, I'd love to one day turn it into like a career, but like I also really critique my work as well. Like, even if I do write good stuff, like I don't like the song, so I won't even end up recording it. And then I'll just like, if I'm ever writing again another day, I'll just reuse those lyrics. Like, I know another a couple other rappers that do that kind of stuff. Like even if the song doesn't make the full cut, like those lyrics are still good and they can be reused at a later date. And I mean, especially with like college and all that lot. As I said, I went to a music college, and what they teach you at music college is that you don't want to be a musician. So like, first year I was loving it, and by the second year I was like, I kind of had a bit of a rough patch with drugs and all that lot. So I ended up like going to college one day a month. So yeah, just ended up a bit bad.
Oh, okay, got you. What are you exactly doing right now in your life right now? And without
Well,
college, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm no longer in college anymore. Like, I finished college last summer, like when COVID was coming in. So when they shut the schools because of COVID, like everything went on to online. But around that time, so I won't go into detail, probably, yeah. But my mum's not that well, and she found it quite hard with me being at home, because yeah, I don't know. She just likes to be alone quite a lot of the time. So I ended up working on a building site with my dad, and I was just doing college classes in between. So I no longer go to college anymore. Managed to pass with a C, B. So yeah, I'm kind of looking on for newer things now. I'm trying to find a job back into the bar industry, working behind a bar. I love it.
Oh, okay, and that's where you get the cigarettes from, I see.
No, I've been smoking for about 5 years now, and
Lungs
yeah,
are so damaged. They're so damaged.
I mean, to be fair, like I don't need to run. I don't need to run unless someone pulls a knife on me. I don't need to run. We're in England. We don't have any guns over here.
You know, also you're destroying them just for breathing sake.
I mean, I'm not too worried about it at the end of the day. I mean, I've done probably a lot worse stuff to my body when it
Ugh.
comes to the nostril area. But
Oh,
yeah.
I can't imagine that. Oof.
Stay sober, kids.
Okay, cool. And next I want to go into your music before we go into a really dark place. But I want to go into your process. So how do you exactly write a song?
Right, so most of the time, it can go one of two ways, really. Like, I can start off basically with like finding a beat online and then try to different couple of flows out in it. But what I mainly tend to do is I'll write some lyrics down, like, I'll just type them out. Like, I'll just be walking along and I'll just whip out my phone and just type it down in my notes. And like, I go through them. Like, if I find a beat I really like, I just go through like the different bars I've got in it to see which flows like stand out, like melodies like interact with it. And from there, like, if I've got like, let's just say four bars, like, I'll pop that into it and I'll just be like, I'll just repeat it over and over again, like, just carry on doing it until I've got the structure of my head. And then I just start writing. Like, I am terrible at freestyling, like, absolutely terrible at freestyling. So I just tend to write and then rap into it. And then what I used to do was I also used to, like, I'm an Audacity user until I got a Mac. MacBook and started using Logic.
Okay, now I just did that weird thing where you went back in and out again. That's so weird.
I just got deaf in there.
Me a fucking headache. But just moving on, let's just start back at carrying on with your creative process. In case nobody heard you, just do a little rundown of your process again.
Right, so basically, I'll find the instrumental I like, or I'll attempt to make one. I am not the best at making instrumentals, but I try. I try. And I have bars written down that I write on my notes whenever I'm just walking about. So I'll get the beat I like, and then I'll try all these different bars out. I'll just repeat them over and over. And what I basically do from there is, what if I get a flow in mind, I'll just write it down from there and then record it. And then at a later date, if I get my writer's block, which usually happens after the first 2 hours, I'll just have it all recorded out in Audacity. And then I'll like write two bars straight, like when I come back, record that, and then just carry on from there, like in two bar or four bar sections. And I just feel like that's the most useful way for me.
Oh, okay. Good little process. Nice. Here's a follow-up to that. How would you describe the music that you make?
I will describe it as, God, I've never been asked this question. One word, interesting. Like, I don't really know where I'm at. I've been trying different styles out. Like, I never want to stick to one style, but I'm really just focused on word play and rhythm at the moment. Like, I just find that the most like fun part about making music.
That's nice. Okay, now we're going to go into something really dark, a dark and evil place. We're going to.
Ooh, God, where are we going? Are we going into the mind of Aether?
No, not that. No, something even more evil and toxic. And it's social media, so you'll be able to get this. The dark and scary place in social media. It's very
Oh, God, let's not bring up social media.
it starts with an R.
Oh, don't. Are you talking about Reddit?
Oh, where you are right
Oh,
now. Why I said dark and scary, toxic. See? I said it. See?
Ratpad, the scariest place to be. You know what? Nah, I wouldn't call it a dark and scary place anymore. Like, in my honest opinion,
Oh, no, you
I
would. If you went back on Rapad now, you would say that. You haven't been there in a while, but if you just look at it in the forums, you'll see.
I mean, I've been like quite active recently on the forums. Like, I definitely feel like it's died down quite a bit because, like, I mean, I joined Ratpad, I believe it was the summer of 2017, and like those days, like the amount of stuff that would get thrown at each other, it reminded me, like, I don't know if you ever played like the like Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2. Do you remember those lobbies?
Never heard of that.
Oh, no, like the voice chat lobbies of Modern Warfare 3 and Black Ops 2, that's what Ratpad used to be like. But nowadays I feel like it's a lot more sensitized. But the thing is, I feel like there's some parts on Ratpad that like don't get talked about too much. Like the fact of like the one thing that does annoy me are some of the I don't want to say kids, and I don't want to get hate for this, because like if you feel this way at all, like I definitely feel like you should talk to someone, but like some people like kind of fake their depression in some sorts of way, and sometimes like say that they're gonna kill themselves and all that lot. And like if they're honestly feeling like that, like please talk to someone, but don't threaten it on Ratpad. Like it's like if you need help from people on there, ask for it. Don't threaten it out on the forums. Like you've got people there for you. Like there will be people there for you on that site, but just don't threaten it about. Do you get what I mean?
If more people did that, there'd be less weird things happening.
Right, what was the beginning of that? Sorry.
People did what you just said, then more peace would be there, I guess, in a way, if you know what I mean.
I definitely think so. Like, seriously, like it's okay to be like depressed. It's okay to have problems. And I don't mind if you want to talk about it. But
No.
like at the same time, It's not something you should threaten other people with. No one should ever have even if some people think it's not real, like if someone's saying, "Oh, I'm gonna kill myself" and all that lot, and that person isn't actually meaning it. It can scare people on the site, because I know recently RatPat's got a lot more younger users coming on, which is great for the site, more traffic. But at the same time, that responsibility is going on their minds, these young kids' minds. No kid should be hearing the threatening of suicide at that age, if you feel me.
That's happening 100%.
No, and I feel like some people need to take a joke a bit more. I feel like a lot of younger people nowadays. You remember in school how we were taught stick and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Yeah, some people need to learn that. I mean, unless they're being straight up rude and telling people to go kill themselves and that lot. I mean, don't do that stuff if you're doing that stuff, unless it's jokingly with your friends and they're not suicidal. But at the end of the day, we don't know, none of us know each other in real life unless we do. And don't take it so seriously if someone says it as a joke. You get what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. About your life there, how did you find Rap in the first place?
Meth suit demon. He introduced it to me when I didn't want to write on Word anymore, because I was when we first starting off rapping, well, when I did, I kind of find it hard to find rhyming words because I'm quite heavily dyslexic sometimes. And he was like, "Oh, if you go on RapPad, it can kind of help you out, because it gives you possible rhyming words, and then also the fact that it's just saved on there, and it you can auto save it as you go."
Oh, sweet. Like your best friend then.
Yeah, I would say K-Clips is my best friend. I mean, met in 2012 or 2011, and we're still friends to this day.
Oh, okay. So that means next year will be like your anniversary of you two meeting, I guess.
Yeah, oh God, it will be. God. Nah, that's gonna be great, yeah.
Next year will mark 10 years, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's wild to think about, like we always talk about it. Well, I always talk about it. Okay, just always be like, "You always say this," and I'm like, "Yeah, but it's like mad how long we've known each other." Seriously, nah, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, I can see. RapPad wise, what is your favorite song that you made on there?
My favorite song is got to be a feature I did, and it came out earlier this month. No, April, yeah, just last month, and it's called Move. And honestly, favorite song to ever be a part of on RapPad. And I'm pretty sure 3 days ago we hit over 1K streams on SoundCloud, so yeah, that felt quite good.
Oh, that's also your best song.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because it's I'm kind of getting into my style now. I'm understanding what I like to do in a rap. And even K-Clips said that that's his favorite verse that he's ever heard from me. So I'm glad it got to be on his song, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Nice. Okay. Now we'll be able to move past the scary place and get into something better.
Get out of the
You
deep
sound
dark.
just like James Corden. You sound just like him. Imagine if you looked like him, that'd be insane.
I don't really look like James Corden. I'm gonna be honest, you know. No,
You sound
I
just
don't.
like him. Have you
Do
noticed that? Well, look, don't you sound like him? Look at this, and then look at a talk show, and then compare, and then don't you guys
Well,
just look down similar?
I don't believe I look similar to rap, well, to James Corden. I don't really believe so. I mean, I've kind of got longish hair, curly. And yeah, though, no. I mean, you gotta ask Matthew Beeman when you get him on if I look like James Corden. There you go. That's a question you could ask him.
Like what question?
If I look like James Corden.
Okay, I'll ask him that. But you sound just like him. It feels like I'm talking to him right now.
Do you just think that like English people sound the same, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know Tresk, but he's also an English person. He's also English, and I think Croc is also English. And 21 Pence also English.
Well, wow, I didn't realize there were so many people in Rat Pack that were English.
Yeah, I think like 50 or like 25% of rap heads British. A lot of them from the
Oh,
UK.
well, shout out the UK gang, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, represent.
Hilarious. Okay. So, following that, do you have any new projects in the making right now?
Well, I've got a couple songs that I've been working on. Also, I don't know if you know, Studios, big up. It's a Discord server with a couple of the RatPad users, and there's also another server called RJB, I think it is. And we're doing a track versus track situation on there, so I've been working on the verse for that. Yeah, no, a couple different songs, different styles as well. I mean, I'm kind of going fast in a new song, switching it up to a bit of a more. I don't know if you know Lil Darkie.
Never heard of him.
Well, you should listen to him. Incredible music. I've been trying to kind of like figure out how he's been making music, so I'm gonna be trying to like make a rap like that as well.
Okay, sweet. Congrats on your new projects. I'm so excited.
Yeah, man. Hopefully releasing soon.
Sweet. Okay. Cool. And you also have your special thing coming. So everybody knows of the
Oh.
tradition we do, which is showcasing. So in the rappers' tradition of showcasing, they all rap it out right now. Well, not really right now, but whenever they
Well,
come here.
I just Well, right
Oh yeah, not tomorrow. I mean, right now, and you're not getting out of there.
now. Right. You want it just off the top? Or you want a beat in the
Anything you
background?
want.
I don't know what the audio
Acapella, like.
quality is going to be like. Do you prefer a cappella?
We do acapella, so probably just stick with that.
Right. Tell me when.
Now.
Okay, teens and cemeteries, bitch, you know we fucking leery. We pop LA, we are scary, leaving dead, you're fucking buried. Teens and cemeteries, bitch, you know we fucking leery. We pop LA, we are scary, leaving dead, you're fucking buried. I got issues like I'm Annie, leave him dead, don't leave him standing. Take a minute, pop an Addy, don't be scared to make a tally. Need is a faith, don't need no religion, cause once I've been killing, then I don't be forgiven. Been running this shit like I'm earning a living, cause my heart is willing, just end up a villain. I pay for the people to pop a Lucian. vision, going loose, you're creating the vision like a constitution. I'm fucking your bitch. Say that you stupid, don't talk to me, yo. Like I know who you is, like you know who I am, cause I am a lion, step tall like a giant, cause I am defying. I sell to my clients, the product is flying. They want what I want, cause that's why I'm buying. Burning these ciggies, one drinking these tinnies, got hoes like the minis, mouth tiny, they're figgies. Sounds like I'm missy, these songs are explicit, don't give a fuck. That's how I diggy, get money, get Lizzie, get one dance like Drizzy. I'm fucking your missy, she wet, yeah, she drippy. The chair is so slippy, she needs some pity. I'm fucking your bitch, yeah, it was a pity. But out in the ocean, the tide is so steady. Okay, Chris is so Jason, so that makes me Freddy. The fees in the dead, but my mindset is steady. They come with machetes, like, no, we ain't ready. Yeah, that's all I got.
Good.
Oh, God.
That was really nice.
Cheers, Laggy. That's a little sneak peek from my new song, Teens and Cemeteries.
That was nice. Very modelic, very, very good bars.
Cheers, man. Means a lot.
Really good. I see you clap more.
Pardon?
Huh?
I didn't hear what you said there, sorry.
I hate when I cut out. I was saying you should collab more. I can't wait to see you collab more.
Yeah, I definitely want to, man. Like, I mean, I don't have many followers on RapPad, and like, I try and like post on the forums, being like, look, if anyone wants a feature, let me know, because like, I'd love to hop on people's songs. So if anyone's listening and wants a little feature, just hit me up, because I wanna. I don't really like doing songs by my ones, you know. I get quite bored.
Okay, got you.
That's also why you don't hear a lot of Ether. Like, that's why I don't release much, because like, I mean, like I can respect like writing a whole song, but I feel like a song always sounds better if you've got someone else on it, like, because you kind of get this perspective of like two different rappers. Like me and Gay Clips did a song, which is the one we wrote on Magic Mushrooms, called Back to Back. And like, that's probably one of my favorite songs I've done. And it was literally, as the title suggests, it's back to back, like two bars, and then going four bars, and then just doing a little, I think it was like 8-bar bit at the end each. But like, I just think songs sound so much better as like duos, trios. Yeah.
Most definitely, 100%. And you're in a music server, so this is perfect just to hit up the people in the server too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be hitting some people up. I mean, like, if I've got the time to do a song together, I'm definitely down for it. If you want it on your page as well, I do not mind.
Sweet. Alright, so this is called the end credits, where I'm quoting it. This is the time where you can say anything, shout outs, advice to give, or any just last words you want to say to your fans. Ow.
Okay. Right, so first off, shout out K-Clip, shout out Oz Studios, Gang for Life, you know, we're going to destroy RJB. And if you listen to my music, thank you so much. You know, hit up my SoundCloud. I believe it's Ether Never Lie, Ether Never Land. Yeah, shout me on RapPad, Ether Never Land, and look forward to some new music in like the next month or two.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Is that all you got?
Oh yeah. Also, watch hentai. Porns for weird people, hentai's where it's at, and don't do drugs. That's all I've got.
But you're doing drugs right now, so you basically lie, because if you say don't do drugs, but you're doing it right now, it's like you're lying.
I don't do drugs. You ask Clips. I don't do drugs anymore. I've been sober for 2 months. 2 months.
You're having a cigarette that counts as drugs.
Oh god.
You lied then.
I don't count cigarettes as drugs. I count it as keeping me sane, you know.
You don't do that. I have someone that has cigarettes, sell a ballistic, and he had smoking, he drinks, and so he's a whole drunk passage. He's a whole drunk thing that wants to be a rapper, so.
I mean, go ahead with alcohol. Alcohol is legal. If weed's legal where you are, do what you must. But I mean that stuff made me go cuckoo. I don't know if you sniff only on certain situations and test your acid. If you're gonna do psychedelics and you put the tab in your mouth, if it tastes like anything, spit it out. That's just a bad way to go. If it tastes like
Oh,
anything,
okay.
if it tastes like anything, do n spit it out.
Oof. Okay. Stop.
I'm just trying to warn everyone. I'm helping everyone out. Just trying to warn them.
I know, but why'd you have to mention that last one? I still
Because
gotta do it.
I feel like that's probably one of the most important ones, you know, because that stuff can mess you up mentally if you take stuff that isn't correct. Like, sadly, there are people out there that supply this other thing called M-bomb, which is literally supposed to mess you up fully mentally. And it happened to me once. So
Oh.
please be careful.
Yeah. Be careful. Okay. But on the good side of things, that wasn't good, but on the good side, you guys gotta check him out. Make sure you ask him for feature and check him out. Make sure to drop your socials down below in the description. Excuse me, I was stuttering, but in the description, check out his socials and hit him up and check out socials. Everything else is on Rabbit Out Podcast. And I hope you have fun and I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Sorry for if there's anything, I'll put a disclaimer. I have a disclaimer, so make sure you read it. Listen to I think that's it. Unless you have anything else, I will see everybody soon. Have a good one and stay tuned for more to come from me. And yeah, this has been a really fun one. Have a good one,
It's been a
everybody.
pleasure, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
No problem. And you guys out there, have a good one. And see you guys soon. Bye, everybody. Okay.
Is it still recording?
I don't know, he hasn't left you.
He said, I'm not recording that chat.
Got rid of it, but I'm just screw rid of it. This thing is driving me
It's
insane.
been a
Didn't
pleasure,
record
man.
some of your parts. We can always just do it again if it didn't record any of your parts.
Okay, that's what.